Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yesterday, the official count, 22,000 people showing up at Capitol Square. And make no mistake. The governor's office, the governor's operatives made it as difficult as humanly possible for this rally to take place. You know that. Or do you know that? I don't know if you know that. I'm telling you, that's the case. With the fencing and, oh, surprise technical difficulties with the audio system. Just a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, and then the city parking decks, which, as I understand, would ordinarily be open on Martin Luther King Day, were for some reason closed. And we heard about people who were walking for hours, waiting for buses for hours. And you know what? It was a great event. Great event. And now you have the gun-grabbing gang. Who was that? Lori Haas. We just heard from a couple of moments ago. Well, really a shame that so many, that most of those people came from out of town. Oh, I don't think so. Out of town? Well, I don't know. Maybe around Virginia. They certainly weren't from out of state, the majority of them. Some of them were, and frankly, I thought that was a marvelous accomplishment. Anyway, the man that really got all of this done is Phil Van Cleave, the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I'm hoping Phil was able to get a few moments of sleep, and now he's with us. Phil, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, there's never any rest. We had to 8:30 this morning. There were more bills being heard. But, yeah, that's kind of rich from Lori Haas. I mean, you know, so Bloomberg pays all this money to bust down moms from New York, but that's okay. That's cool. You know, typical hypocrite.
Yep. Well, there were certainly a few hypocrites, but I noticed most of the hypocrites couldn't be bothered coming to Richmond. They were hiding out, I guess, somewhere with the governor. Phil, you have been doing this work for a long time, and you are a true champion for people here in Virginia. What's your takeaway? How do you feel now that the rally is over?
Well, I was so pleased with that whole thing, the lobby day, the rally. We had our teams going around lobbying, and we're getting a lot of information from that effort as to what they were told and mm-hmm. so forth. Was nice weather. Everything was peaceful the way our rallies and lobby days always are. And the turnout was just eye popping. And I don't believe for one second the 22,000.
Okay.
I think there's a little asterisk on that where they, well, we're not really sure. We think it's much higher than that. We're still in the process of looking at that. I think there are some figures where you can look at like an acre of land. And if you got people shoulder to shoulder, you have a pretty good idea of how many are there.
Oh, okay.
So it's a matter of measuring the roads, but The helicopter shots were always very careful not to show all of the roads that were full of people. They showed part of it, but you never got to see all of it. Oh, no. You know, went back to Maine and down. I got a kick out of this, too. I don't know if you heard about that on the news. They were talking about how literally the area was cleaner than it was before the people arrived. In fact, some in Richmond were lamenting that the line didn't extend down more streets because those other streets would have gotten clean that hadn't been cleaned in a while. And I noticed that walking by the Supreme Court where they had it cordoned off so you had to be in the street, but you couldn't get up on the sidewalk.
Right.
That area's got a lot of litter and stuff right in front of the Supreme Court. If they would have removed that fencing and let everybody get up on the sidewalks, I guarantee that would have been nice and clean as well.
I agree with you. I absolutely, positively agree with you, Phil. It was just absolutely amazing. I saw folks on their hands and knees, I kid you not, somebody, I guess, had dropped a couple of the orange gun save lives stickers, and they were on the sidewalk. These people were scraping them off to make sure that they didn't leave anything behind.
That's right. Yeah. And that's the whole thing has always been like that. We've always left it clean. They've never complained about anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, they bagged it all up and took the stuff and Yeah, it was great. We had individuals. You know, look, there were over 1,000 people that couldn't get from the diamond mm-hmm. to the rally because the buses. You know, we had six shuttles, big 55 bus shuttles,
right?
55 person shuttles, and they couldn't keep up with all the people coming in. So some people were actually filling up vans and stuff and going back and forth and doing their own shuttling just on their own. They just volunteered to be taking people back and forth.
Yeah.
And even then they couldn't keep up with the volume.
So let me ask you this. Phil Van Cleve joining us, the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. What was your reaction when you heard this morning that Governor Ralph Northam took credit for the safe, secure, peaceful, successful event yesterday?
I couldn't believe it. Of course he did. I mean, guaranteed. Now, if anything had gone wrong, oh no, none of it would have been his fault.
That's right.
But if it goes right, the people that have never caused a problem doing this since 2003, but this year he takes credit. But this time he saved us all from what could have been a very violent confrontation. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All those people outside the fence, where were the violent confrontations? There was nothing.
Right.
So,
right.
But, yeah, it's fantasy land. Yeah,
I tell
you. Just, pound your chest and make it seem like you did something, even though he tried to stop all this. And everything he tried didn't make any difference.
Right.
The crowds kept coming. All of those little things that happened, all those odd little coincidences,
mm-hmm.
didn't make any difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It just crazy stuff. And what did you make? Again, we're talking about odd coincidences. How about the bizarre malfunctioning of some of the audio equipment? Was that odd as well? Just a coincidence?
You know, it was a little strange. We were lucky to get audio equipment at all. They were trying to ban that too, except for a little 4-watt amplifier that would have maybe 100 people could have heard,
wow.
You know, and that would have been it. We got another system, but you know, I think I had a, did you find any audio of the original? Do anybody have any?
There's some floating around. I've seen some videos, and in fact, somebody was kind enough. They recorded my little speech, and I've got that up online. That's now been viewed 2,000 times.
Yeah.
So we'll get some of that to you as well. And so what's next, Phil? You talked about some of the bad legislation that's out there. So where do we go and what are we expecting?
Well, today, I think it was like, a bunch of pro-gun bills came up in a House subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were pretty mild, pretty clear that some of them, you know, were things that should have easily been supported by either party.
Right.
And everything pretty much went down on a party line, except a couple of them. One of the Republicans voted against some pro-gun bills.
Really?
And we will make sure that person, that all that's taken care of as far as hearing from constituents.
Okay.
Tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow in the afternoon, the exact time, it's half an hour after they adjourn. We're telling our people sometime after 1:30 to 2, right in that ballpark.
Okay.
Senate Room A is going to be hearing a load, probably all of the gun bills that are left in the Senate that have not been heard yet.
Okay.
It's going to be probably go into the evening.
Oh,
but
boy.
That's all kinds of pro-gun bills, anti-gun bills mixed in there.
Okay.
So it's going to be a big deal. So we're trying to let our members know, let's show up and let's flood the room.
Yep.
And let's just keep fighting.
All right.
You have to fight for every inch.
You absolutely do. Now, do me a favor, if you would, remind everybody about the website for Virginia Citizens Defense League so they can get signed up for the alerts and also, frankly, to join as a member.
Yeah, it's vcdl.org. As in Virginia Citizens Defense League organization, if you will, vcdl.org. Yeah, there you can sign up for VA Alert, a free email alert system. We now have 43,000 on that now.
Wow.
And you can join the group there. You can donate if you want or both. And getting on VA Alert is important because that way you're going to know as it happens the things you need to do. I'm getting the alert ready right now to go out to tell everybody about that, about tomorrow.
Okay.
And getting people to show up and we got a little thing you can click on to send the emails to all the people on the committee.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll all be up there.
I love it. Well, listen, Phil, I appreciate all of the hard work that that you do on this and have done on this for so many years. I was thrilled and honored and humbled to have been asked to speak for a couple of moments there, to be surrounded by some of the real heroes that we see in America, folks who have quite literally saved lives, was it was just my distinct honor. And again, I thank you so much for inviting me.
We had some people that were sad they didn't have a chance to meet you in person. There's a lot of people that had wanted to have that opportunity, but it didn't work out with the way security was.
Yeah.
But yeah, you of course did a fantastic job. So yeah, and by the way, I have body cam. So I'm going to look in there and see if there's anything you might be interested in that I caught on body cam while you were up there.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I appreciate
that. I'll let you know. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Phil. That is Phil Van Cleve. He is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, VCDL.org, VCDL.org. And I would urge you to get signed up for his updates, for VCDL's updates. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.